AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we are back. And a great man once said, I'm not here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. And that's what we're all about, a good time. I'm here with the best tag team in the podcasting biz. This guy, that guy, and this guy below me has been a fan since day one. He's always pumped the tires of the podcast. Darren, it's great to have you on. We've known you forever. Tom's known you since you guys were small. So I'm so happy to have you on after all the positive that you've done for us since day one. Just very good energy and just kicking it out for us all the time. So I just want to welcome you to the show.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. You guys have been from day one awesome right there. The jokes back and forth. It's just been great. So I've been sharing it on Twitter, telling everyone. So definitely. So I appreciate it. Number one podcast. Here I go.
I love it, man. Thanks, Darren. Appreciate it.
That being said, we kind of mentioned last week what we were on. We were on some new platforms, and I'm just going to read them off. We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on Amazon Music. We're on Samsung Podcast. We're on the Podcast Index, and we're on Listen Notes. I'm not sure what that is, but I think it's a school-based podcast platform, and we're also on Apple. So I believe the first six episodes are up. I'll be uploading more and trying to get caught up on that. And speaking of getting caught up on some stuff, we're going to go to one of our favorite segments, Ed Reads Emails.
Well, I'm just going to have to say, like. How about that? Huh? All right. So this is from Jen from Ellicott City. Jen, thank you very much for writing in. We really do appreciate it. We like that very much. We always like all of our people that send in emails to us. We really appreciate that you like our program and all that other stuff. So here's the email. Hey, I was watching a best of clip in some of your podcasts, Hates Baseball Fans. How is that possible? It's America's pastime. Not sure who it was. Come on. Who was it? Thomas, I'm going to kick it to you first.
All I'll say is it wasn't me. But let me just
play the music now.
All I'm going to say is that I don't hate baseball fans. I hate how baseball has changed the game for the new fans that are catering to these fans that I guess it's the younger fans that have no attention span that are stuck on TikTok in the 30-second videos and they can't sit still and put their phone down for 3 hours and watch a game. That's the only thing that I have to say about baseball fans, and it's not all baseball fans. It's a very small percentage of it, but the problem is baseball as a whole, Major League Baseball, is catering to them and changing the game around. I mean, now granted, some of the rules have helped, but the game's been around for about 145 years or something like that, and it's been doing all right for itself. But I think they're trying to tinker around too much with it.
Hey, I'll take this next one. See, I really like baseball because, you know, it is America's pastime.
But
I do
like it.
Tom on this a little bit. I do feel like that they are tweaking the game a little bit too much. I do really like the fact that that there is small ball in the National League without the designated hitter. That's going to change. I do like the pitch clock. It does speed the game up. I do like that very much. There we go with the That's two. But I like it. See, I like it. I really like baseball, okay? I like baseball. For all you guys, for all the viewers at home, I like it.
So I'm going to jump on this grenade, and I can't wait to answer this one because I was the guy right here that said, in my experience with being around sports in my life and being around with a bunch of different turkeys, surrounding myself with nothing but idiots all these years, every time that I've run into somebody that baseball is their favorite sport, it ends up ending bad. they end up being one of the biggest pretentious douchebags that, and it's happened more than once. Start off cool, and then as soon as the hockey knowledge and the baseball talk clash, it always ends up with the overbearing, the pretentiousness, the I don't know why you like that, you know, you should like this, and every single time. I don't want, they're usually the biggest baseball fans, but you can't twist their arm to watch hockey, ever, ever. It's like asking them to watch two old people bang. It's like, you know, it's like a whole nother realm. So that was me, that was this guy, your host, that said that most of the time, rule of thumb, you meet somebody that baseball's their favorite sport, chances are it's going to end bad, especially if you're a hockey person. So speaking of banter, back and forth with certain things, Mouth of the South had a little run-in on Facebook with an old friend of ours. I'm a friend. I did say friend. Facebook is a friend, right, Ed?
I would think so.
So
I mean, I only went to school with her for like 6 years or something.
Yeah, and I'm going to go on record to say I like this person.
I do too. I like that person very much.
But it was great. I got dragged into it. And Ed, you want to shed some light on that for the people sitting at home?
Well, first and foremost, I really like the fact that people do comment on our stuff. And, you know, sometimes I do use the word like very much. I do and all these other words too. Sometimes I'm formulating thoughts. That would actually be how you articulate thought, you know? So sometimes you use it as a filler. So like and are certain things that you like to do. And the funny thing about it is that, madam, if you think it's so easy, like I put it out there on Facebook, why don't you come on? Come on. If
all the invite's names.
Open, it's there an open go. Invite. Come on, Amanda. Just bring it, girl. Come on. We'll treat you right. Come on. Come on. Come on.
So with that being said, yep, we are looking for our first female guest.
And Amanda, that could be you today.
We would like
a good one. That would be a good one there.
Yeah, we would like to have you. So we're going to leave an open.
Tom, would you like that to happen?
Yes.
Would you like that to happen too?
So we're gonna shift gears away from the emails and the social media stuff, and we're just jumping into our sports side of the podcast. That's why we brought
segments.
On. Yep. So a quick note, something happened last week, and I didn't get a chance to mention it on the podcast, and I want to make a mention of it. If somebody had a gun to my head and asked me to pick one of my favorite Bruins players or my top five favorite Bruins players, this guy would be one of them. I met him as a kid. I met him with my kids years later. Gilles Gilbert passed away. Great, great, great guy. Awesome to meet. Regular guy. Great with the kids. He was great when I was a kid. I met him. He gave me a goalie stick, I think, in like 1978 at the Old Garden, and I still have it to this day. And, you know, I got the Gilles Gilbert mask behind me just because I want to mention it. A very, very saddened on the past, and I think he was 69 years old. Tom, real quick, Gilles Gilbert.
One of my all-time great goalies. You know me, I'm fond of the goalies, and he was a great one. He should have gotten more due than he actually did.
Yeah, I think he was in the Chivas shadow and all that other stuff, but I don't want to spend too much time on that subject because we got a lot to talk about with football. But staying on that baseball topic, let's bring this back around. There was a little bit of story coming out of Tampa Bay. Tom, you want to touch on that a little bit and maybe Darren's perspective on that?
Their 22-year-old all-star shortstop is being accused of having inappropriate relationships with two minors. Now, it had only, at first when the story came out, it was only a 14-year-old girl. Now there's a second minor, and they haven't given her age. But he's been put on the restricted list by Major League Baseball and Tampa Bay, so he can't play. And from what it's looking at, I guess there were some pictures on social media of him with the first girl, underage girl, and that's what started the whole thing. The Dominican Republic prosecutor says the investigation is being held and led by the division that specializes in minors and gender violence. And from what everything I've read online with like the legal people online, they're saying he may never play baseball again in it's just a sad thing that, I mean, you're 22 years old and you have your whole life ahead of you. You're a millionaire, and I guess you think you can get away with anything you want. And sad case is you can't.
Darren, you want to touch on that at all real quick?
Sure. It's just when we were talking about it and on texting, I think I heard something. There's something else he has also done too, but it just is a bad look, especially nowadays. That's the first thing, this underage. And here you are, like Tommy was saying, at this age. It also, not to get off subject, just reminds me of the young the football player from the Raiders, Suggs, who got in that accident, killed that young woman with the dog in the car. And just thinking of his life is gone. So I'm thinking of Franco. Here he is, wonder baseball star. And it's just like, it's always has to be something. This is something. And of course, seeing us having, you know, daughters and stuff. Hey, my daughter Jazz was 24. So I'm just thinking from my dad's perspective, like, whoa, like what's going on? So definitely not a good look. And this puts a dent on his career. It's really, really sad.
Ed, what do you think? Throw the book at him or what?
Absolutely. Throw the book and an anchor on top of him, man. Like, dude, he's done, man. That's not cool. I mean, seriously, for the most part, you're a Major League Baseball player. I mean, women throw themselves at you. There's no excuse for it. Unacceptable. Just throw the book at him. He shouldn't play baseball again. And I think that he'll see his due in court. And I think he'll probably see some jail time out of it. And yeah, I just don't think it's acceptable.
Real quick, speaking of jail time, and something I just thought of just to touch on real quick is Cash Wheeler from FTI got in trouble this week with assault with a firearm. It was during a road rage incident, and I guess it happened in July, but he appeared in court after turning himself in. So AEW's got two big pay-per-views coming up, one at Wembley next Sunday, and then the following Sunday in Chicago. So two pay-per-views back-to-back on two weekends. So, you know, that's a story that they didn't take his passport, but he I'm assuming that they're dropping those belts at Wembley because of this whole thing, just in case something happens. So I don't know if Ed saw that, and I forgot to.
I did, too.
So FTR.
I do not like that, Sam. I am.
Yeah, well, the only thing out of it is it's old school wrestling. At least, you know what I mean? It shows that there's still there's some real dudes out there, not guys sitting around playing video games in the hotel room. So that's all I'm going to shed a light on that. That's a story. We'll that and the Tampa Bay situation. We'll touch on that as the weeks go on. Tom, want to hit us up with fantasy picks of the week? Wait a minute, Ed, you want to give the intro for it? What time is it?
Here we go.
Tom Schlieb's picks. Tom Schlieb's picks. Buy the shirt. Buy the shirt. You must buy the shirt.
Tom Shitty Pick. Yep, even it's even PK Subban approved.
Embrace the suck, people.
PK, if PK and Subban can afford a shirt, yep.
My brother can, yes.
Well, before I start with my picks for this coming week, I got to say, with my especially with the hitter of the week, I freaking nailed it. Julio Rodriguez had 47 points for the week. He set a major league record with 17 hits in four games in a row, four straight games. He ended up going 21 for 37 on the week, had two home runs, seven runs scored, 12 RBIs, and six stolen bases. So I think right there, I should stop right there because the pitcher was just okay. The pitcher I picked went 1-0, and he ended up with 14 points. And basically that was off of one start because the other start, he was terrible. He only pitched four innings. But for this coming week, I'm going to go off the board a little bit with both guys. For my pitcher of the week, I'm going with the Braves, Bryce Elder. He has two starts this week. One is against the Mets, who've basically given up. They've sold and they're basically playing for the future. They're playing all their young guys right now. And their second game is against the San Francisco Giants, who just seem to be kind of going down the tubes right now. They're on a little bit of a losing streak, and they're fading fast. And my hitter of the week, I'm going with Cody Bellinger from the Cubs. He's having a great year. He's batting .326 and he's got over 20 home runs going into this weekend. He's got three games against the Detroit Tigers and four games against Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh is – the stadium is built for left-handed hitters. I think he'll have a field day all week. So embrace the set, people.
I thought you were going to quit on the baseball together, Tom, after you hit it so well last week and totally go football after this, but it is Tom's shitty pick. It is your segment.
I'm going 2 more weeks with baseball, and then for most leagues, it starts the playoffs, and you know what? You all got to win on your own after that. You all got to do your own picks. And
Don't give anything away for free, especially, you know, you'd hate to have that happen, and then, you know, we don't see any income from that, so you got to cut them off.
So in 2 weeks, my suck will be embracing the NFL.
Nice. Absolutely. So speaking of that, when
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
The NFL kicks in. What I'd like to do is give us the picks of every game, just winners and losers, no point spread, no nothing, and we'll just see how well we do with that. And I'm going to do zero homework, and I'm just going to pick on teams I like. So we'll
see. Prettiest uniforms?
Yeah, maybe. You go make a change. If I still can remember any of the teams.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll remind me of the show.
So, Tom, let's jump into some football. We got Darren here for a reason. Let's get right into it. What do you got this week?
Well, the news of the week is really two big signings, and they really happened right when we got off the air last week. The Patriots signed Ezekiel Elliott to a 1 year, $6 million deal, and the Jets signed Dalvin Cook to a 1 year, $7 million deal. Now, I don't know what Ezekiel Elliott has left in the tank. He's a lot younger than I thought he was, but I don't know. He's taken a lot of hits over the years, but I think Belichick may be able to use him correctly, and maybe he's not as big as Corey Blunt and Corey Dillon were, or LeGarrette Blunt, I'm sorry, and Corey Dillon, but I think he can use him as that short yardage guy, and when you really need it, and when you get down inside the red zone. And I think Dalvin Cook, he signed for what he signed with for $7 million. I can't see him sitting on the bench for that much money. I think the Jets are going to start, especially having gone out and getting Aaron Rodgers. I just think that's who they're not going to go out and get Rodgers unless they're going to get guys like Cook, these home run hitters around him. That's going to help Rodgers and free up the passing game.
Ed, Darren.
Darren, take it.
I think that's interesting now, coming from where he came from, the Cowboys. And now he's going to be like, I think from his point of view, to see an organization like Tommy was just saying, oh, he's going to be used now. I don't think, compared to his first 7 seasons in Dallas, where all this, you know, the hits and everything was taken, I think he might be like sharing that load, and that actually may help him as the season goes and everything. And with Dalvin Cook, I just think, I mean, I knew it coming. Once he said it months ago, like he was looking and visiting, I was just thinking him and Aaron Rodgers know. So I just thought, yep, this is going to be it, you know, where he wants to go. So I agree with Tom. He's definitely going to be playing. I know the Jets have a couple of younger backs, but I think he has more also. He could run routes out of the backfield, which I know Aaron Rodgers loves that, having that running back type, you know, just splitting out or whatever. So definitely think that would be a good move for that.
Ed?
Yeah, I wasn't shocked about either one of those signings. With Zeke, he's taken a lot of hits from when he was at Ohio State, and a lot of hits when he played for the Cowboys. And you know that last year, that last play of the game when he got smoked, you knew that was his last play in Dallas. There was no question about that. And Dalvin Cook, to hit on what Darren said and to follow up what Tom said as well, the Jets are making a push for this year. They're going make it or break it this year. They want a Super Bowl. You don't bring in Aaron Rodgers with that. You don't bring in Dalvin Cook. You don't bring in all the wide receivers that they've brought in. And they had a really solid defense last year. So now you bring in an offense like that, and they're going to be a really good team this year. So I'm not surprised about it at all.
So if anybody knows anything about taking hits, that'd be you, right?
Yeah, I've taken some thumps in my life, to say the least. That's why I like to use the word like often.
Yeah, a little brain. If they did a concussion protocol on this podcast, I think Tooth Fourth would be off the books.
Yeah, but the thing is I can't sit in a dark room and have quiet, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's true. You can't do a podcast in the dark.
And I know, unfortunately, I can't. We have a couple more stories going on right now with police and, and athletes. Jimmy Graham, I don't know if you guys saw this story, but he was in Newport Beach on Friday night. He was walking in the middle of traffic, and when the cops tried to stop him, I guess he obstructed the cop, ended up getting arrested for suspicion of being under the influence of narcotics and obstructing the police officer. Now it gets a little bit interesting that the Saints are saying he had a seizure, and that's what caused him to be disoriented and caused the whole situation. Now, I don't know what's what here, and hopefully it'll get all, it'll see how it plays out in the court system, I guess. And then the second one is Robert Quinn getting arrested. He just snapped in South Carolina. He drove his car into four other vehicles, and then he got out of the car and he smacked a woman in the face and got arrested for assault and battery, and I guess it's vandalism. And I mean, he's a free agent, so this right there, it's going to effectively make it so nobody's going to sign him, because with the new policies the NFL has, he's going to get suspended.
Ed, Darren, you got any thoughts on those?
Darren,
I just read the Robert Quinn one in that. And, you know, he played, you know, played with my Bears and stuff. And I just read that. I was going, what? Like, some of these stories that come out, it's like, you really think of what happened? So that, like Tommy said, that just, unfortunately, you know how it goes. That negative thing is, like, you know, gone. Like, especially if you're a free agent. And just we're talking about the other tight end. I'm sorry.
Jimmy Graham.
Now we just, he was with my Bears last year. That was just, I just feel unfortunate. I don't know what it was and stuff like that. So hopefully that gets, you know, hope he's okay and everything like that. So.
Ed, thoughts on that. All these wacky things going on with violence in the sports world?
Well, let's just put it this way. The main reason why Jimmy Graham was dealt away from the Saints in the first place, his first go-around, was he was a cancer in the locker room. He didn't get along with any of his teammates, and he didn't get along with Sean Payton. So then they moved him. And so, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, he's always kind of had an attitude. Don't get me wrong. He's an incredible football player. You know, I'm sitting on a couch, you know. So, I mean, you know, there's that whole point, you know. I mean, and the thing is
with no that, pants. You know, these –
No, I got pants on. Promise.
Okay. Well, we got to confirm that.
I promise. This is a with pants show. Okay.
Okay.
Got
to confirm.
You know? Yeah. Kid show. I will. I'll stand up in a second.
Kid show.
Yeah, it is a kid show. Anywho, but I will say that, you know, to see that these guys, you know, that there's violence coming from these players. Look, these guys are good football players and great football players. It doesn't mean that they're great citizens. So, I mean, and I think once people realize that, these guys are keyed up and coached up to be violent and go through people. And so it's hard for them to turn it off. And these guys are not all of them are great people. So, you know, I mean, the thing is that they're great at playing football. I mean, there was a player for Dallas that, 15, 20 years ago, he killed a family. And because he played defensive end, they brought him back. So, I mean, I'm not surprised. It's just the NFL and all this window dressing that they do. I mean, you know, I don't need to get a legal notice for the NFL about this, but it is true. It's just how it is. And the thing is like, they're great football players. They're great hockey players. They're great baseball players. They're not great people.
Sometimes you're right. Good point.
So Tom,
I didn't use the word like in that whole thing, by the way.
Good thought. You were locked in, Ed. I'll give it to you. You were locked in.
Right in the mind, dude. Right in the mind.
Ed, we liked it.
You know why? Because you had pants on. That's why.
I did.
Yeah, usually you get a little bit. You get discombobulated when the pants blow off.
It's too much flow, you know? Too much flow.
Yep. let's see. So we got about maybe 6-7 minutes left. We're going to kick it to Tom for album pick of the week.
My pick of the week this week, I'm going 90s grunge, and I'm going to go with the Smashing Pumpkins double CD, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. It was released in 1995, and it's really their only album to date that they topped the Billboard Top 200 list. I mean, Billy Corgan, the guy, he's his big, he's his own biggest fan. If you've ever seen him making the band, I mean, the guy is, he's a genius, but he's, he didn't get along with a lot of people, put it that way. He actually wrote 30 songs that didn't make this album. I mean, that just shows you, I mean, there's like probably 28 songs on this album and he wrote another 30 that didn't make it. But songs that I love is Bullet with Butterfly Wings is probably my favorite song before I went to play hockey, just to go get hit in the head with a puck, just go run
did
through
you get hit in the groin a couple times?
What's that?
Or didn't you get hit in the balls?
Yeah, by somebody. I don't know who it was, but, you know.
Didn't that ruin your hockey career?
It's anonymous.
Oh,
but
man. That's the one I missed. Jeez.
Yeah. And then other songs I loved, Zero, Tonight, Tonight, 1979. Porcelina of the Vast Oceans, and We Only Come Out at Night.
Ed, thoughts?
It's a great album. I mean, I think we've all listened to it. I think that we listened to that probably album on the way to Newport many times, on the way to Lupo's many times.
Do not recall.
What's that, Mel?
Do not recall.
Yeah, do not recall. Okay. And then I have to say my favorite song off the album is probably Zero. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah,
Darren.
Darren, thoughts?
Darren. Billy Corgan. I just remember him, Billy Corgan. Just always seeing him, like obviously venturing in that music, but just with him, it just, you know, I just look at leaders of bands, and he always just stood out to me. I always like. I don't know if he was tall. I don't know pictures. I don't know if you guys could tell me that if he was tall, but I just always looked for like okay, a distinctive look, and he always was that way for me. But they had some songs I heard on the radio, you know. Yeah. Really good and stuff like that. So
yeah, that album is what made them. I mean, they you know, it's almost like when people found Nirvana, they went back and checked out the older stuff, and the same thing kind of happened with them with a lot of those bands around that time. That CD was huge. That, you know, there's still songs that they play on the radio from that now in heavy rotation. So it is what it is. You know, they've never really caught that kind of lightning in a bottle like they did at that time. That was a good album for that time. Kind of culminates that you know, that mid-90s genre. So we're winding down. We got about 5 minutes left. So we're gonna do like we usually do and just wind it up with some shout outs. Darren, you got any shout outs for anybody, you know, guys at work?
My daughter Jasmine, she's gonna be next month, she will be taking her MTEL test. You know, she graduated from Bridgewater 2 years ago. I know Ed's big school.
That's a great institution, by the way.
BSU. I told her, Ed.
That's right.
You're going to a great school. So, note to Jasmine, my family, and to you guys. Thank you, guys. Man, I love to do this again, and I love chilling with you guys. So,
well, we got a ton of people that, you know, just – everybody that wants to come on is like super positive. They're there every week. There's just so many. One of these weeks, maybe we'll do it for the 50th episode. We'll have everybody on. It'll just be tough to culminate, you know, everybody's schedule with the more people we add, the more moving parts that there are. But, you know, I just want to give a shout out to everybody that watches and likes everything that we do. Because if you don't like what we do, we cannot continue to do it. But Tom, you got any shout outs this week?
I want to give a shout out to my brother-in-law, Matt. He did a 100-mile bike for charity thing today for diabetes, to raise money for diabetes. And I just got a text about a half hour ago, an hour ago, saying he finished it. Said he's hurting, but he did finish it. But good job, Matt.
Way to go. That's a big haul right there. Ed, what do you got?
Yep, definitely.
Well, first and foremost, just want to give a shout out to Joe Macaroni because the Smashing Pumpkins, that is his favorite album. Also like to just mention the Portuguese Phantom because he has not been mentioned in this episode. It's glad to be back in home base and not be, you know, jet setting all over the world, you know, flying back from a Saints game last year and, you know, just sitting in silence back at home. Anyway, and look, Amanda, come on. Come on on. We welcome you. Come on. We'd like to have our first female guest. So come on.
There's a few things in the works with that, but we, you know, it's tough because everybody wants certain things to happen in order to, you know, come on and all this other stuff. So if you
We don't have a budget for that.
Unlike Rich.
We can afford that budget, man.
You can be the first. You can be the first. Everybody remembers their first. So, so if you want to come on, we're equal opportunity.
That's it.
So with I guess with that being said, we're going to wrap it up for this week. What's that? 27 episodes, fellas?
27
guys. 27.
Steve Atwater number. Steve Atwater number.
Ron Hextall. Come on.
There you go.
Jeremy Roenick.
In honor of the Phantom, Jeremy Roenick.
Right.
There you go.
Scotty said not to talk about him. He said don't talk about him. And he does, if you notice on YouTube, he does comment under the comments. So just be aware. The Phantom's around. So
he knows. The Phantom knows.
Yeah.
Phantom knows, dude.
So with that being said, we're going to send it for another week. We'll see you probably in a week. Check out the best ofs. Check out all the audio stuff. It's on everywhere now. So
buy the shirts.
Yeah, buy some shirts. Stop being cheap. There it is.
Stop, people.
Yep.
There it is.
So with that being said, we're out.
See you guys. Peace.
Thanks, Darren.